I want to share just a few moments with you. I want you to take your Bible to Matthew chapter 1. Can we stand? Matthew chapter 1. I want to call your attention to verse 19 through verse 21. Talk to you for just a few moments. Matthew chapter 1 verse 19 reads like this. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I want to take a few moments, and I want to talk to you about Jesus, just the mention of his name. Jesus, just the mention of his name. A burglar broke into a house one night. He shined his flashlight around looking for valuables. When he picked up a CD player to place in his pack, a strange disembodied voice echoed from the dark saying, Jesus is watching you. He nearly jumped out of his skin, clicked his flashlight out, and froze. When he heard nothing more, after a bit, he shook his head, promised himself a vacation after his next big score, then clicked the light on and began searching for more valuables. Just as he pulled the stereo out so he could disconnect the wires, clear as bell, he heard, Jesus is watching you. Freaked out, he shone his light around frantically, looking for the source of the voice. Finally, in the corner of the room, his flashlight beam came to rest on a parrot. Did you say that? He hissed at the parrot. Yep. The parrot confessed, then squawked, I'm just trying to warn you. The burglar relaxed. Warn me, huh? Who in the world are you? Moses, he replied. Moses, the burglar laughed. What kind of people would name a bird Moses? The kind of people that would name a Rottweiler Jesus. This is what I know, folks. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen? There's power. Maybe this clip demonstrates the power in the name of Jesus.
Frisco, Texas. Sometimes you don't have a weapon for fighting back. And when an armed robber bursts through her door, shop owner Marion Chadwick thinks she doesn't have a prayer.
He comes to the counter with his gun and he taps on it and he says, this is a robbery, I want your money.
With a loaded gun just inches from her face,
give me the money quick.
Marion calmly retaliates using the power of the pulpit.
You get out of my store right now in the name of Jesus.
I planted my feet, pointed my finger in his face, and I said, in the name of Jesus, you get out of my store. That was my weapon, that I had one shot.
Marion doesn't know if the crook is afraid of Jesus.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Or her.
He backed up, and he kept backing up until he got to the front door, and then he took off.
Marion may not have saved the robber's soul, but using the word definitely saved her life.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Folks, I've often thought about it's a neat privilege to be able to give names to our children. I was back there signing books today, and a family came up and they said, Pastor Benny, we want to have a picture made with you and our baby. I said, how old's your baby? They said, the baby's 4 weeks old. I said, that would be neat. I want to have a picture made with the baby. And then I said, what's the baby's name? And they said, Jing Jing. Jing Jing. I said, what a beautiful name. Well, whatever we name them, folks, it's a privilege to be able to name our children. I went to the hospital this week to see a family, and they had a baby. And I said, what have you named the baby? They said, we've named our baby Bennett Malachi. Bennett Malachi. I said, that's a beautiful name. You ought to call him Benny, amen? It's a neat privilege to be able to name our children. I remember naming Savannah Abigail. Barbara named her Savannah off that movie, Savannah Smiles. And I said, Barbara, I want her middle name to be Abigail. And she said, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. So every time I'd get up in the pulpit, I'd say, folks, we're going to have a baby. We're in the process right now, and we're going to name her Savannah Abigail. She said, I don't like the name Abigail, but I do like what it means. It means her father's joy. It's neat to be able to name your children. But did you ever think about this? Joseph and Mary didn't get to name their baby. Joseph and Mary didn't name Jesus. The angel said, you shall call his name Jesus. Now, folks, that's a special name. In the four Gospels, that name Jesus is mentioned over 500 times. The name Jesus is mentioned 909 times in the New Testament. There were 562 names given to the Lord, but none of them is any more precious than the name Jesus. The name literally means Jehovah saves. Jehovah saves. Now let me say five quick things about the name of Jesus, and then we're going to baptize. Think about this, folks. Jesus is an easy name. Jesus is an easy name. Only two syllables. It's an easy name. During biblical times, folks, it was just a common name. It was just like John. It was just like James. It's an easy name. Do you realize, folks, there's a man in the Bible. This was his name. Tiglath-Pileser Adonai-Bezek. Tiglath-Pileser Adonai-Bezek. Could you imagine a praise corps sack? Tiglath-Pileser Adonai-Bezek. That'd be a tough praise course. But I want you to know, folks, Jesus is an easy name. It's an easy name. I heard about a little boy. He was in Sunday school, but he had been raised in church, and he'd been raised in Sunday school, and he went to a Christian school and was in a Christian home. And one day during Sunday school, the teacher said, what furry little animal climbs a tree, eats nuts, and saves acorns? And the little boy said, you know, it sounds like a squirrel, but I know the answer's Jesus. You know what I know, folks? I'm grateful that Jesus is just an everyday. Jesus is just an easy name. But I'll tell you something else. Jesus is not only an easy name, folks. Jesus is an esteemed name. It's an esteemed name. You know, the Hebrew name for Jesus is Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeshua translated, we get the word Jesus. But when it's translated into the Greek, you get the word Joshua. So Joshua and Jesus is actually the same name, but it's an esteemed name. Think about this, folks. There's that parallel between Joshua and Jesus. Joshua led the Israelites out of the wilderness into the promised land. And Jesus led us out of the wilderness of sin into the promised land. Joshua led the people to conquer the giants in the land. And folks, through Jesus Christ, we can conquer the giants in our lives because we're more than conquerors through Him. Hebrews 4 and 8 says this. It says, for if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. Joshua led the people into the promised land, a physical rest. But Jesus is going to lead us, ladies and gentlemen, to an eternal rest. Aren't you grateful, folks? Aren't you grateful for the name of Jesus? That it's an easy name, but it's an esteemed name. Let me tell you something else about this name that's like no other name. It's an endearing name. It's an endearing name. Oh, folks, he was born in a manger. He was born in a stable. He was born in an obscure village 2,000 years ago. But let me tell you something. Today, 98% of Americans are celebrating Christmas because his name is an endearing name. There's just something about the name of Jesus. It's an easy name. It's an esteemed name. It's an endearing name. But I want to go on record and say, folks, it's an exalted name. It's an exalted name. Look what Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 says. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. See, let me tell you something. If you're listening to me, you're going to bow. It's just a matter of when. Yes, you're going to bow, and it's just a matter of when. See, people say to me, Pastor, I don't know what this world's coming to. Well, I do. I know exactly what this world's coming to. This world's coming to Jesus. This world's coming to Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You'll do it here or you'll do it there. But the only problem there, it will be too late, because his name's an easy name. I can even say it tonight with a sore throat. His name's an esteemed name. His name's an enduring name. His name's an exalted name. But I'll tell you something else about his name. I get in trouble when I say this, but I'll have to take a half of a baby aspirin to sleep. His name's an exclusive name. His name's an exclusive name. Look what Matthew 1 and 21 says. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You know why his name's exclusive, folks? No, you don't mix Mohammed with his name. You don't mix Buddha with his name. You don't have just some ecumenical service where we all get together and perhaps we're all worshiping the same God. I've got a Greek word for that: baloney. Baloney. His name is an exclusive name. I thought Acts 4 and 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. John 14 and 6, Jesus said, I am the way. Not a good way, not a better way, not even the best way, folks. He's the only way. He's the only way. It's exclusive. There's just something about that name. You know what I want us to do tonight, folks? Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Amen? There's just something about that name.
Friend, I trust the message today has spoken to your heart. And if you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I want to challenge you to do that today. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. And I've often said, it's as simple as ABC. A stands for acknowledge. You've got to acknowledge that you're a sinner. B stands for believe. You've got to believe that Christ and His blood was shed on the cross for your sin. And then C, you simply must confess your sins to Him. I want to encourage you right now to repeat a simple prayer with me. I'll pray the prayer, you repeat it with me if you'd like to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. But God, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm so sorry, I want to change. I believe that you died for my sin, and I confess my sin to you right now. Come into my heart, Lord, and forgive me of all my sin. Now thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you for coming in to my life. Amen. Friend, congratulations on the greatest decision that you'll ever make. And I want you to know, this decision is not based on how you feel right now, because God's not a feeling, He's a fact. This decision is based on the fact that you have done what God's Word says you must do to have eternal life. So congratulations on the greatest decision you'll ever make, and thank you for being with us today. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.